Shalom Aleichem, Amir Tashem. First, we'll have a Dvar Torah that can be used at the Seder, and thereafter, we'll talk about certain related halachas relates to the matzah, afikomen, and the like. Starting out with something that we say at the Seder, Higiyazman Kriyat Shema Shel Shachris. There were a number of great Rabbanim who were involved in Sipur Yesias Mitzrayim all night long. They were telling the stories, the Nisim and Niflaos of Yesias Mitzrayim exodus from Egypt. And the Talmidim showed up and said, it is time to say Kriyat Shema. There is actually a halach in Shulchan Aruch that says as follows, based on a Gemara in Brachos, when is the first time you can start saying Kriyat Shema? How early can you say that? So Acheri Marmin, there's an opinion that you can say the Kriyat Shema Mishiyiras Chavero Mirichuk Arba Amos, that when you see your friend, it's not your best friend, it's not somebody you only met once, it's somebody that you're a little bit familiar with. When you see him from a distance of four amas and you can recognize who it is, that is the first time we can start saying Kriyat Shema and thereafterward. Based on that halacha, Rav Hershely Lisker tells us an important yesod. He's the author of the Sefer Ach Pri Tvua. He says as follows, obviously we are obligated to do mitzvahs. We are obligated to do mitzvahs, Bein Adam L'Makom, the mitzvahs between us and a Kaddish Baruch Hu, but that's not it. Critical also are the mitzvahs that are Bein Adam L'Chaveiro, between us and fellow Jews. And in fact, we cannot be solely involved in Bein Adam L'Makom. We cannot be solely involved in what we say in the third paragraph of the Kriyat Shema, Urisem Oso Eschartem Es Kol Mitzvos Hashem, that we remember all the mitzvahs by looking at the strings of the tzitzis. That cannot be our sole involvement, but rather a precursor to that is that we see Liros Gam Es Chaveru. There's something else we have to see. We have to be able to see our friend. We have to be able to be mekayim the mitzvahs bein adam lechavero. So there we have it, a remez to this concept that bein adam lechavero is so critical. Maybe it's even a precondition or precursor to bein adam lemakom, because we have to recognize our friend from a distance before the mitzvah of Kriya Shema kicks in. This is similar to what we say, derech eretz kama letorah, derech eretz comes first, even before the rest of the Torah, the learning of the Torah. Derech Eretz is absolutely critical. So that is Rav Hershely Lisker learning it from the Halachas Kriyat Shema. First, we have to see Urisem Es Chaveru. We have to Liros Gam Es Chaveru. We have to see our friend first. And then thereafter, that's Bein Adam L'Chaveru. Thereafter kicks in the obligation of Kriyat Shema, which is Urisem Oso Eschartem Es Kol Mitzvah Hashem. Let's move on to talking about the mitzvah of Achilas Matzah. Rav Yitzchak Yaakov Fuchs, in his publication on Pesach, says that the person who's running the Seder should inform the people at the Seder before they wash Netilas Yadayim. We're going to wash Netilas Yadayim, then we're going to say the brachas on the matzah, and we're going to eat the matzah. He should tell them, remember to have in mind when you're eating the matzah that we are now being mekayim a mitzvah miadoraisa. So don't talk until we finish all the mitzvahs. You can talk about things that are necessary. Please pass me a little bit more matzah. Please pass tomorrow. But otherwise, if it's extraneous talk that doesn't relate, we should not be talking until after eating the korech. That's the sandwich, the hillel sandwich. We'll get to that in a little bit. So first, we're going to start off with a quote from the Chassam Sofer in his Hashmatos to his Tshuvas. It's Siman Kuf Tzadi Vav. He says as follows, something we need to remember at the Seder, the Sedarim, mitzvahs aseh shel achilas matzah mishumeres b'leil Pesach, the mitzvah that we have, eating shmura matzah at the Seder or Sedorim, hi yechida nisheret lanu mikol mitzvahs achila shebekol haTorah. This is the only mitzvah, to eat something specific, it's the only mitzvah midoraisa of eating that we have left in the entire Torah. We don't have the Korban Pesach, we don't have the Korbanos, etc., etc. Rak mitzvah achas mishana lashana, we have one mitzvah the entire year, and that is eating the matzah Lel HaSeder. So we have to have that in mind, have the proper kavana before we eat that matzah. Continuing, when it comes to the bracha of matzah, the bracha that we're going to say in the matzah, we should have in mind that we are also going to be eating the afikomen at the end of the meal. This is brought by the Shaar HaTzion. You have Tuf Ayin Zayin, Sif Katan Yudalid. And the bracha of a matzah is going to be also for the afikomen. So we have to have that in mind when we're saying the bracha of a matzah. It's not only the matzah we're about to eat now, but also the matzah we're going to eat at the end of the meal as the afikomen. And accordingly, there is an opinion that says that this concept of not speaking extends not only till after we eat the korach, but it extends the entire time until we eat the afikomen, because that bracha of matzah extends to the afikomen. However, Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach in his Halicha Shlomo says, because it is so difficult to do that, to not say anything extraneous, unless it relates directly to what we're involved in, this chumrah has not been accepted. Accordingly, we don't have to worry about, based on Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach, we don't have to worry about not talking at all until the eating of the afikomen, unless it relates. So we don't have to go that far, but will Amir Tashem get back to the issue of not talking about anything extraneous until the end of eating the korach? So now we're going to go to the Shulchan Aruch. The Shulchan Aruch says in Hilchot Pesach, it's Orach Chaim, Sima Tav Ayin Hey. It's a very long first seif in the Shulchan Aruch. We're just going to start in the middle, and it says at a certain point we're going to, after we're eating the initial matzah, we're going to take the third matzah and we're going to break it. And we're going to have a korchaim maror. We're going to wrap it with the maror. So we're going to make the maror sandwich. Typically, people take the piece of matzah and they put the maror on it. However, it just says korech. You're supposed to wrap it. It's supposed to be a wrap. If we can think about not the Ashkenazi matzahs, but more maybe the Tamani matzahs that are soft, so you can wrap that matzah around the maror, so that's doable. I just heard recently from Rav Shai Shachter, he said that his father, Rav Herschel Shachter, what he does is he wraps, because it's supposed to be a krichah, it's supposed to be a sandwich, so he wraps the maror around some thin strips of matzah. So that is korech, that is the wrapping, korech ima maror, so we're going to make the sandwich, v'tovla b'charoses. The Shulchan Aruch himself says that we dip it in the charoses, but the Haggah says, there's an opinion that says that we don't dip it. And he said, that's how I saw people knowing to not dip it. I will just mention parenthetically, in the Mishnah Berurah, he says, seeing the Achronim that agree that we paskin like the Shulchan Aruch that we do dip it. V'tovla b'charoses. We do dip the sandwich into the charoses, not like the Ramak, who says that he thinks the minhag is to not do that. Nonetheless, the Mishnah Berurah does says, whatever your minhag is, you should follow your minhag. Now, so we have the sandwich now. We have the matzah, and we have the maror, and either we dipped it in the charoses, or we didn't dip it in the charoses. And the Shulchan Aruch says, we say the statement, Zeichel HaMikdash, Tehillel, etc., that is brought in the Haggadahs, and then we eat them together, we eat the maror, we eat the matzah together as our sandwich, as our kricha, with Hasebo, by leaning. Now continues the Shulchan Aruch, Mishabeirach, Al Hachiles Matzah, going back to our saying the bracha, Al Hachilas Matzah, after we wash, Matzah, we should not speak. We're getting back to the topic of not speaking. Says the Shulchan Aruch, Lo yasiach medavar she'eino mi'inyan ha-se'uda ad she'yochal krichazo. We should not speak about anything that has nothing to do with the se'uda until we eat the sandwich, the kricha. Why? Kedei she'ta'ale birkas achilas matzah or birkas achilas maror gam lekrichazo. Because we said two brachas a little while earlier. We said the bracha of the achilas matzah and we ate matzah. We said the bracha on the achilas maror, we ate maror. But now again, we're doing that as a sandwich, as a combination, the kricha, and we want the brachas that we said already to fall, to be applicable to the sandwich we're eating now. So we shouldn't speak about anything extraneous until we have eaten the kricha. I will mention that there are some poskim that say that saying the statement Zeichel HaMikdash Kehillel is actually a hefsek also. Why are we saying that? It's not necessary to say that before eating your kricha. You said brachas, and we want the brachas to go on to what we're at eat. So they push this statement of the Zeichel HaMikdash Kehillel until after eating the sandwich. So there are poskim that do say that. Just an important point we said here, we should not be speaking from Netilas Yadayim, because we said the bracha on matzah, we said the bracha on maror, until after we eat our kricha. So what do you do if you spoke? So truth be told, the Mishnah Berurah in Sif Katan Chavdal, it says as follows, nonetheless, ein ze ela lechatchila, this is the lechatchila thing to do, not speaking at all until we have eaten the kricha, the sandwich. However, ubidiavad, imsach beintayim, if you did speak, you shouldn't have done it, but if you did, ein otzarech lachsor ulevarach ala kricha, you don't have to go back and say the bracha on the kricha. You don't have to re-say those brachas for the kricha, the brachas of matzah and maror that you said way back after Netilas Yadayim. You don't have to repeat those brachas if you spoke in between. Okay, it's a bidyeved, but you're going to be okay. So we will... one additional halacha, one interesting halacha. There is a concept or halacha to eat the matzah. We're talking about the matzah, originally the matzah that we have, especially the first matzah and the afikoman, etc., to not dilly-dally around while eating it, because if you take too long, it's not considered an achila. It has to be done. We have a concept of achila, bichdei achilas pras, within a certain amount of time. So the question is, how quickly do you need to eat the matzah? Rav Fuchs brings as follows, in the name of the Shirim Shel Torah, lechatchila, we should eat the matzah, to eat the kazayis of matzah, and it's a real hard task, within 2 minutes. Within 2 minutes, that's very quick. That's very quick. It happens to be that some poskim say that means when you start swallowing. It's not when you start chewing, but when you start swallowing. But be that as it may, that is a very difficult thing to do. So he says the minhag is not to do 2 minutes, but to do 4 minutes. That doubles the time, and that's very doable for most people. Rav Eliashiv would eat it slowly. You're doing the mitzvah midoraisa, so he would do it within 4 minutes. And Rav Chaim Kanievsky said that the Chazon Ish as well would do it within 4 minutes. So that should be our target, 4 minutes. I recently heard a Rav saying, don't do it too quickly. If you garble it down, that's not a beautiful way to do the mitzvah. And accordingly, we see that the Gedolim did it in 4 minutes, and that's what we should be doing. If somebody wants to do it 2 minutes, I guess, go ahead. Not the most pleasant way to eat, and it's certainly not the most pleasant way to see somebody eat. So our target should be, as Rav Eliashiv did in the Chazon Ish, 4 minutes, we should be eating the kazayis of matzah. Thanks so much for listening. Have a wonderful day.